Welcome, intuitive, energetic soul. That's who you are. That is what we as a collective are awakening to. We are moving beyond the identification with our physical self alone. So just that physical sense of the body and that identification with the mind and the concepts, the thoughts held within the mind. We are starting to have an awareness that we are so much more than the physical body and the mind self, which is really great news. In 2012, I awoke to the fact that I was indeed an energetic self. That there was a vastness to me that really can't be expressed in words. And it was that experience 8 years ago that led me on a path of getting to know the self, the soul, and my connection to spirit, my own divinity, and how that was shaping my reality. You too are awakening to a reality beyond what you know. These are such exciting times that we are living into. And whilst there is devastation and loss around all of us, it is this death to the old self that leads on to a rebirth of the new self. And what we're birthing in these changing times is an understanding and a connection to ourselves as intuitive and highly energetic, and I would go so far as to say multi-dimensional, in that there are multiple dimensions to our soul and the reality that we live into. Knowing that is truth in my experience, and certainly teaching that and holding space for people to discover that for themselves, is a really exciting reflection of where we are as a collective. That we are individually coming back to our inner power. We are no longer looking outside of ourselves for answers. And what we are recognizing needs to happen for us to actually expand into the truth of who we are is that first we need to go back. First we need to visit those places inside of ourselves that deeply need healing. The aspects of self that we believed were separate from our divine totality. So that means for the next little while, and it's going to stretch for years and years and years, individuals within the collective humanity are showing up to their healing work. They are recognizing how disconnected they have become from themselves, from their inner knowing, and from their own heart dreams, what they want to bring into the world, and from the meaning they make from their own existence. So as these beautiful individuals, such as yourself, come in and show up to the healing work, start connecting back into self, heal those layers of the heart, layer upon layer of self-protection, that was very much needed. But now we're recognizing how those layers are actually getting in the way of us growing and expanding into who we really are. So we're shifting into a time of great authenticity and vulnerability of individuals. And this is deep healing work. We each need safe containers to be able to expose the parts of ourselves that have become deeply disconnected, lost in grief and pain, loss, and to gently, piece by piece, welcome those parts of ourselves back home. So it is the healing work that precedes the awakening and expansion into our soul self. Because that is what is happening also. As people are showing up to the healing work, they are then starting to embody their unique soul essence. So very exciting. And this is where you perhaps sit today, either recognizing the healing work to be done or honoring the healing work that has been done and ready to expand into the expressions, the creativity, the bodies of work that are ready to come up and through you and be shared in the world. Truly such exciting times. We now recognize the power within us to shift our perception of reality and create new ones, realities that we really want to live into. So I welcome you to Awaken to Life. I welcome you wherever you are in your soul journey, whether you are awakening to the healing work that is yet to be done, or awakening to the soul self, which is ready to integrate and embody in this human experience. So take a breath. Maybe place your hand over your heart. And as you breathe out, welcome yourself home. I invite you to explore any of the offerings that are here at Awaken to Life. Anything that perhaps makes your heart flutter or your mind curious. Or maybe you just sense a knowing that you're meant to be here. I'm going to urge you to trust that feeling. This is what we're shifting into. We're shifting away from identification with what we've always thought, what we've always believed, and we're descending down into the heart, down into the wisdom of the body, because it knows, you know, exactly what you need to be whole. So welcome, and I look forward to getting to know you.